Text 3. Magazine interview. An interview with prop maker Timothy Leung. R equals reporter. L equals Timothy Leung. R. How did you get into prop making? L. I was doing a classical art degree at a university. One day, I realized that I'd rather make models than paint and draw. Luckily, the university let me stop that program and transfer to a model making degree instead. R. You started your career making weapons for a fantasy film, didn't you? L. Yes. One day, I heard my colleague talking to a film director friend who needed some weapon props for a new fantasy film. So I offered to make some swords and guns for him. After that, I never looked back. R. Can you tell me more about your work? L. Sure. First, I get instructions from the art director. Then, he or she tells me how much money I can use and when something is needed, i.e. the deadline. Before I design a mold, I do a lot of research so that my props look realistic. After that, I pour in the material and wait for it to set. R. Have you got any interesting stories about prop making? L. I knew that one of the Star Wars films used sprinkles as flowers on one of the planets. After a while, people noticed that the flowers were moving. It turned out that ants were trying to carry them away. If I could go back in time, I'd love to be a prop maker in the 1970s. There weren't any 3D printers or CGI then, so you could be really creative.